Okay, today's daf is Kelayim, daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amidez by the Mishnah. So we're talking about in different inyanim of what looks beirbuv and what looks separate. We spoke about Rosh Tor, we spoke about the rows next to each other and fields next to each other. Today we get some Yesodos, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, regarding actual shiurim that we've referred to already, but today we will actually see them in the Mishnah. So we start with the Mishnah here about karachas. Says the Mishnah here in Alach HaZayin, in Mishnah Tes, Harotza lazo sadeo karachas, karachas mikomin. Somebody wants to make his field into karachas. Karachas usually means a bald area, an untilled area. So kireach, kireach means bald. Ele kireach, ele kireach, remember by Elisha. So if somebody wants to do this though, so what is this referring to? It's referring to you want to uproot whatever's there and put in different amounts of growths in those areas. You want to plant a lot of different types in one big field. So how can you do that? You want to plant in each area that is now presently bald, so to speak, without anything in it. Min echad, you want to plant different minim in each spot. Karachas hu makom panui ve'eno zarua. Karachas means an empty area that is not sown. Milashon karachto. Right, a pasuk by Mitzora, some of the hair falls out and it becomes bald area. Shenimra taseyar v'nishar hamakom chalak. That it is empty. So somebody wants to do this. So how does he do this if he has a big area? How does he plant many different types without it being kilai zrayim? Also, interesting, if you look in Psachim in the Bavli, on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, there Rabbi Yeshua is giving, Rabbi Kiva, I'm sorry, is giving some messages to his son Rabbi Yeshua. Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Dvarim Siva Rabbi Akiva as Rabbi Yeshua Beno. Right, Rabbi Yeshua, not the Rabbi Yeshua a number of Rabbi Yeshuas in Tanakh, but this in Chazal, but here this is Rabbi Yeshua Beno, the Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva. Bini Alteshi Begobo Shalir, he says, don't sit at the top of the city. The Rashbam says, Malkam Shebedeho, you're over Mishavin, where people go by, because then you're gonna be Mavatel from your learning. V'al Tadur Be'ir Sherosha, Tamid HaChamim, and don't mix, political leadership with rabbinic leadership. Don't go into your house suddenly, right? Just let people know that you're coming. Rashbam says, Hashme et kolecha lahem, kodem biyacha. Right? Let everybody know. Knock on the door. Maybe they're doing something, maybe you don't want to surprise them. Koshke in the base chavirecha. Not only your own house, but even, your friend's house. If you said about your own house, koshke in your friend's house. And many others. Timna min olim miraglecha. Always wear shoes. The Rashbam says, "Ginaya darvel tamar chacham shall yilich yachaf." It's a ginaya for the tamar chacham to walk around barefoot. All these different life messages that Rabbi Kiva is telling his son Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Rashbam there, Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua is this? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. That is Rabbi Yeshua's son. That is Rabbi Kiva's son, Rabbi Yeshua. Who ben Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva had a son named Rabbi Yeshua, and whenever the Gemara says the Rashbam, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Yeshua the son of the bald one, it's referring to this son, Rabbi Yeshua the son of Rabbi Akiva. She Rabbi Akiva kirei achayesh, because Rabbi Akiva was called the bald one. Kidam Rida, now he quotes from Maseches Bechoros. Ben Azai says, Kol chachmei Yisrael domin lefanai kiklipas Hashum. All the rabbis, all the great wise men of Am Yisrael are compared to me like a peel of a radish, of an onion, chutz garlic, chutz min ekireach hazeh, except for this kireach, referring to Rabbi Akiva, says the Rashbam. Tosas can't fathom that. Tosas goes to Rashbam here in Psachim, Kuf Yud Beis, and there's a number of places also elsewhere in Chas. He says, V'eid nireh, she Gemara Koreo, so Ben Karcha, Derek Ganai. It's impossible, says Tosfos, that the Gemara would call Rabbi Akiva the bald one in a negative way. Shari Nanshu Ana Arim, as the story I just mentioned, that the young lads were punished when they called Elisha Ale Kereach, in Malachim Beis. So you see, it's not a name of endearment, it's not a name of praise, it's an insult. So I find it hard to believe, says Tosfos, that the Gemara would call Rabbi Akiva Kireach. Ubenazai Karo came Derech Petichusa. Benazai called him that, but Derech Petichusa. He had a certain relationship with him, and he could call him that, but not that was his name. So when we think about Kireach, Machlokes Rishonim, whether Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, we know Rabbi Akiva had a son, Rabbi Yeshua. That's the Gemara. But was Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that son? So that is the Machlokes between Rashi and between the Rashbam and Tosfos. And again, this is one of those machlokos that we would have to apply Rashi in Ksubis and Daf Nun Zayin, I think, that says that usually we hold Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. That's true. We try to accept the validity and the truthfulness of every different opinion, right? Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that's what the Baskol says in Erevin. But even though one is Lamaisa, we would follow, but Elu Ve'elu, they both have inherent validity. But Rashi says in Ksubis, that's only if you're arguing about a halachic topic. If you're arguing about a reality, arguing about what happened, or what is, so then there can't be a machlokas. It must be one of them. One of them has to be false, Rashi says there. So this would be that type of machlokas relating to, right, was Rav Shimon Karcha, does Rabbi Akiva or not? It's not not really up for discussion. Okay, so yeah, sometimes you have a couple of those types of machlokas that we have. Remember, we had a hard to have a machlokas in Mitzias, right? That was the Ramban at the beginning of Elu Treifas. That's what we had. We had back on Daf Aleph, 20 Daf, 3 weeks ago, the first Daf here in Kilayim. We had the very important Shita where the or line in Chazal. Got to put this with. Hide this away and remember it. Right, the Gemara says there. If you remember, though, the Gemara was talking about certain types of vegetation that's not really edible. So certain types of the zunin. If you remember, and Rabbi Bar Zavta says, well, some people use zunin to give to doves. So the Rabbi Bar Zavta says, oh, that's like Rabbi Eliezer Shita, like which we're gonna have later on also in the fifth parak. But Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if you keep thorns, so b'kaim kosim b'karim, Rabbi Eliezer says kidesh, because Some people keep thorns for their camels in Arabia. And the Gemara says, and what do the Rabbanan hold against Rabbi Elazar? What do they hold? Ein mekomos mekayim minos al gemal baravia. But they argue there's no lands that keep thorns in order to give to their camels. V'yivdiku. There's that one word. Why don't you go check? Meaning, it's a machlokas and mitzias. Do they? Don't they? So go check. Go check. What's the what are you waiting for? And that's exactly what the Ramban says in Ilu Treifas. Go. How can there be a machlokas about treifa chaya, treifa inachaya? Go check. Right? How can there be a machlokas about whether certain items are bought lidei chimutz? Right? Is rice bought lidei chimutz? Machlokas tanoim. So why don't you go check? Why don't you do a test? So the Ramban and the Yerushalmi there quotes that maybe they did a test and there was machlokas about what the test results were. Okay, so but again, that's an important word that we had back on Daf Aleph in here at Kilayim. But here, the machlokas, Rashbam and Tosfos, not about an event, but about a person. So Pashas, you would apply that type of that type of sheet as well, Rashi Maseches Ksubis. Okay, so back, that was a little bit about the word karachas. So, if somebody has a field they want to plant in all these areas, karachas mikol min, so what do you do? Ose esrim va'arba karachos lebeisa'a. If you have a whole beisa'a, a large area, it's 50 by 50 amos, so you could plant 24 areas for each beisa'a, mi karachas beis rova. As long as you make it, each one a base rova, which is an area that we've had already, 10 by 10.2 amos by 10 by 2. So you have each area then, if you have that size, is significant in itself, and you see them, it's like a checkerboard, you see them all, even not even a checkerboard, you're not missing any, no space in between. But you can line them all up, one right next to the other, and they all look separate, because each one of them has separate borders, v'zarei ha-betocha, kol min she-yirtza, and then the heter for square base rova plots is given here in the Mishnah. Says the Marafolda, v'lo be'inan harchaka klal, and you don't need any harchaka between the different types of minim. Kiva de miruba imheim, since they are square, Naasin makom chashuv v'nikarim la'atzman. They are chashuv and nikar by themselves, and therefore it's all good. You could use this whole area almost in order to plant the 24 types of food and tvua that you want to plant. Vaisa karachas achas oshtayim zaron chardal. If someone has a sde tvua, I have a field of grain, and I want to plant some chardal amongst the grain, so I can have a separate karachas. We just said the karachas, right, a whole area, a base rova, so I can put one or two of them in my tvua field. Because that's the normal way. You usually have small patches of chardal. People will look and think, oh, that's a tvua field, and those are small patches of chardal. That's what they would say. But shalosh lo yizraim chardal. But three patches would be too much, because then people will look at it and say, wow, that's a chardal field. Right? Usually chardal, the mustard seeds are planted in smaller patches. So if you have three, dotting the tvua field, even if they're not adjacent, the Mara Folda says, still that's going to be aser mebneishi niris kisada chardal. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Meir says that that would be too much. That would be too much. So the chardal does not have this. Does not have this heter. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say this. Chachamim is going back. The Gemara is going to say this, but the Mara Folda already says it. Areishakoi. The chachamim are arguing on the first line. Not just this previous line about Chardol, that's a detail that Rabbi Meir says about Chardol, but come and go back on the main line. The Tanakhama says, you can take this whole Beis Sa'ah and plant 24 different types of Tvua, of Yerakos, all different types in the air, and it's not a problem of Kilai Zeraim. And the Chacham say, no. No, the most you can do is Teisha Karchos Mutaros Ve'esar Asuras. Nine. You can have nine areas within this field, not more than nine. Eser, 10 are too much. You need a break. You can, this shita holds that you have to have a separation between each two, and each, none could be surrounding the other one. So, 9 altogether. Teisha karchos mutaras ve'eser asuros. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, afilu kol sadeyu base kur. Even if you have a base kur is 30 base up. Right, it's huge, a very large field. Lo yasa b'tocha chus mikarcha achas. He has a very machmir shita, very high standard of Maris Ayin. You can't, even if you have a large field like that, you can only do of one type. We'll have to see. The Gemara later on will talk about. Does he have any limitation? If it's a one field, does he have any limitation of the iser that you'd be able to plant different types if you have a certain amount of area in between? Good. You can have smaller plots of other species, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Right? He just doesn't allow these large areas in the base saw, in the base core, but one could have smaller ones if one has separation. Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yasa, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Al Rosha, that means Resha. Right, the Chachamim that are commenting, as we just said in the Mishnah, are going back on the first Shita, not on the Chardol line of Rabbi Meir, but on the first Shita. How many are you allowed to have in here? You're allowed to have 24 base rovas, you're allowed to have 9 base rovas. Right, that's the Machlokas, Tanakhama and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says even less, even less. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Afilu Chavushos, Afilu Samuchos. Rabbi Meir, the first opinion in the Mishnah says, even if they're chavushos, we had that lashon before, closed in and surrounding. Afilu smuchos, even if they're very close to each other, it's not a problem. It's only an issue of Maris Ayin. And remember, midah raisa, if it's mixed in actually, right? Sadecha los sizra kilayim, if they're mixed in. And there may be some ideas of Daraisa, but for sure, midrabanan, the issue is one of Maris Ayin. You can't even put it next to each other. In this way. So what is called Maris Ayin? So that's the Rav Meir says. In this case, it wouldn't be called Maris Ayin. Rabbanan Amrin, Ubavad Shalo Yu, Lo Chavushim, Lo Smuchos. The Rabbanan say no. You're only up to allowed to have 9, so that they are not surrounding, and then they are not close. Hey Chavida, how do you put the 9? So the Gemara has a line. Tlas Vitarti Vechada. 3-2-1, 2-1. That gives you the 9. That gives you the 9. What does the Gemara mean? So this is one of those lines of the Yerushalmi that there are so many different ways to interpret because it's open for interpretation. The Chazon Ish writes in Hilchos Kalayim that maybe this is not even telling you a specific configuration that you have to do, but as you could do any configuration as long as you meet the rules of Rabbi Meir, that it can't be Chavush and it can't be Samuch. If you look in the Mefarshim on the page, they have different deus, right? The where you put the boxes, the filled in boxes, the Pnei Moshe has, you know, 3 on top across and 2 on the next line. The third line, some have the 1 in the middle, some have the 1 on the side, and then you have the 2 and the 1, different ways that it can be done. You see Rav Chaim Kanievsky also has a couple of suggestions, but either way, it's limited to nine in the larger area which the Tanakhama had said you could put in all 24. Okay, now we get into the next Mishnah, back to Hefsekim in the between the fields, and here we're going to have the exact ruling that we've alluded to a number of times already. Kol Shehu Bitoch Beis Rova Ola Bemidas Beis Rova. We know a base rova is an area that could act as separation between two different types of growths. So anything in that base rova could count for the shear of the base rova. Even if in that Beis Rovad there are areas that are impossible to plant, not just that you don't plant there, but it's rock, it's a deep pool of water. So all those you can't be Zorea in anyway, doesn't matter. That counts for to be called this Beis Rovah. Right, the Ma'arav Olda. Kigo Nika'im Malei Mayim. You have clefts that are filled with water. Afal Pishin and Ruyim Lazria. Even though they're not roi to plant in Olam Lemidas Beis Rovah, it still counts for the Beis Rovah. Lemechshav Harchaka Bein Min Vamin. To count as a Harchaka between the Minim, that is okay, right? Most species need a Beis Rovah in between. Their growth, again, in the last fish we spoke about, if you plant it in a certain way, if you plant, the square Beis Rovah plots within a field so that you can put them all together, even right next to each other. But most of the time, if I'm just planting two things, so one would need, let's say most species would need the Beis Rovah in between, so anything in that Beis Rovah could count, even if it's not rotwi to plant in. Achila and the Gemara, the Mishnah gives some examples. Achilas HaGefen, the area around a vine. Says the Ma'arav Olda, Masha Gefen Tofeses Va'Ocheles Vivoseha. Ocheles here consumes, but takes, the rights of, so to speak. A vine takes the rights around it, Kedei Avodasa, right? The area around the vine that you are going to leave in order for the plow to go around the vine. We'll learn the differences between vines and whole vineyards. But if you have that type of area that you're not planting in anyway, halachically, or even mitzias, you might not want to plant anything so close to the vine, that counts. Ve'hakever, if somebody has a grave, vasela olin b'midas beis rova, or a rock, it all counts. It all counts as part of the mida of the beis rova. Says the, say the mafarshim on a Mishnah, if you look, the Rav Bar Tzidura quotes this, like the Ma'arav Olda says, even if you have Nekam Malei Mayim, Dolo Chazi Lezria, it still counts. And the Mishnah Rishona says, Umikan Nami Raya, from here is also a Raya, Lamai De Perashti Le'el, Mishnah Ches, the Kol Afsakas De Kelayim, Afilu Enim Asuyim L'Shem Hefsik Mahani, the Hefsik, the separations between the Kelayim, between the Zrayim, do not have to have Lushma. You don't have to have lishma. It's just the mitzias. If you have the mitzias of the hefsek in between, that's good enough, right? Many halachas we go by realities. You don't go by lishma, right? To build an eruv, right? Hilchas eruvin, we use telephone poles as long as it works, as long as the wire is on top of the telephone pole. And it goes over, right? We try not to rely on tachuv where it goes through, or for sure on the side we're not going to rely on. But some telephone poles, the wires go, or even not telephone, whatever wires are around the community, they go above the telephone poles. So those could be used. Why could those be used? They don't have to build a wire l'shem eruv. So here you don't have to build. You don't have to have a hefsek l'shem. Hefsek, even if it's not lushma. V'nira tahani nekaim, and the Mishnah Rishona adds, these deep pools or high rocks are not their own rishus. If they were 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, then it would be a hefsek even without the area, adding up to the area. So it must be a case where the rock and the pools are not 10 by 10 deep and 4 wide, because then it would be a hefsek by itself. V'nira tahani nekaim, ein amukin asara o ein rechavin dalid, Timlokain, Hainu Khritz Dilael, Mishnah Chet, if they asked have a hefsek, it would have been a hefsek anyway, without being mitztaref to the area that it is part of. So the Mr. Rishona commentary here on the Mishnah says that it must be, if not the Rishus itself. So here we go. Tvua bitvua. So between two grains, Beis Rovah. That's what you need. You need a Beis Rovah. That is the amount that you need in between. Yerek biyerek, Shisha Tvachim. Two vegetables, six tvachim. Tfua has a higher standard, need more space. Tfua biyarek, biyarek bitfua, beis rova. If you mix and match, you go by the higher shear, according to the Tanakam, you go by beis rova. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, not by the last one. Yarek bitfua, shisha tvachim. If it's a tfua field, and you're just planting yarek next to the tfua field, so he argues on that, he says that goes by the smaller shear, that goes by six tvachim. Here are the shearim. Important, if you look at the Rambam clearly says that these shearim are the din derabanan. Both by Tvua and by Yerek, there's an expansion of what the Din D'Oraisa is and what the Din D'Rabbanan is. If you look at the Rambam here in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Kelayim, where he talks all about the measurements that are needed. As we said, as he says there, that there are those that you go by the leaves and you go by the how much herchuk. Let me read that Rambam again. We read it at least once a week. Go back to Halacha Zion for a minute. Kama marchikin bein shnei minei zroim shem kilayim zem zeh. How much you have to distance? Kedei sheyu nirin muvdalin zem izeh. So that you see them separate. You see them separate. Avalim nirin shenizru beirbuvya hariz aser. But if it appears like they were planted beirbuvya, it is aser. Right? That was the diak we had from the Kesef Mishnah, the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Rambam say only daraisa. It has to be planted together. What if they're planted next to each other? Or the second one comes in, is that going to be daraisa? So that was a diak in various lashonos. Vishiurin rabin yesh brachagazos. And there are many different shiurim. Says the Rambam regarding this halacha, Hakol if he godel asada hanizra'as, well if he rochav ha'alin v'shiluach hayonkos. Right, a lot of different shiur that go into it. So Kesa, here it is, halacha test. Sadeh Shai says ruah min tfua. If I have a field that has tfua, I have wheat, I have barley. Upikesh lizruah betzida min tfua acher b'sada acheres, and I want to put another field next to it. Marchik b'nei'en beis rova, as our Mishnah says, tfua b'tfua is beis rova. V'hu ke'eser amos v'chomesh ama. Al Eser Amos V'Chomesh Ama Merubah. Says the Rambam, it's a square about 10 and 1/5 Amos by 10 by 1/5 Amos. Bein Mina Emsa, Bein Mina Tzad. This is what we alluded to, we had before, earlier, I think, in the Mishnah, that it can be taper. As long as you have this area, you have an area of Beis Rova in between the two fields, you don't need that going along the entire field. You need that somewhere, and then the rest is a machlokas. Taper. Does it kind of taper, or could you immediately, next to the space rova, plant right next to each other? So that's a discussion in the Mefarshim of what you would hold. But at least you need this area in the middle, base rova, base rova. Vim lohai b'neim gishira ze aser. And if you don't have this shear, base rova, it's aser. But then the Rambam adds, ve'eno loke, achi you krovim betok shisha tvachim. Malkus is within six tvachim. For tfua betfua, clear. The din daraisa, within six tvachim is already, the daraisa. More than six tvachim is still marisayin up until base rova. Those are the shiurim by tvua. Six tvachim going up to base rova. And by vegetables, you see, Yerakos in the Mishnah says six tvachim, then also you bump down one. Haisa sadeo zruo yerek. If the field is planted with vegetables, ubikesh lezruo betzida sadeo yerek acher, and you want to plant another vegetable field right next to it, afilu dalaas. Even Dalas, why does the Rambam say this? Because we'll see later on in the Mishnah, there's someone who says that Dalas is more chamor because its leaves get intertwined. But the Rambam doesn't hold up that chumra. So if somebody wants to plant vegetables next to each other, marchik bin shtei asados, shisha tvachim al shisha tvachim eruba. 6 by 6 tvachim, beimena emsa, beimena tzad. Again, it doesn't matter if it's in the middle or from the side. Pachos bishir ze aser. Less than that is aser. Ve'eno loke achi krovin betoch tefach. So the Rambam says, vegetables, yirakos, the din daraisa is tefach. Tzvua, the din daraisa is six tefachim. Vegetables, the din daraisa is tefach. And each of them go up one for the din darabanan. The Ravid here is upset with the Rambam about the shiurim that he gives. He thinks that maybe there's a machlokes, tanoim, and the Rambam did a paskin that way, the Radvaz, the Kesef Mishnah discussed, maybe there were different girsos here that are being discussed, but that's the Rambam in terms of two tvuas and two yirakos. Haisa, continuing, haisa achas bishnei asado zerua tvua, vashnia betzida yerek odolas, marchik b'neyem, base rova. The Rambam paskin is like the Tanakama, that you have to separate between the two fields. One more halacha, the Rambam says, Bamed, the Rambam Burim, when do we say all of this that I just said, these shirim, shetzorach harachaka, b'shirim ha'elu, bein shtei sados, between two fields, as we just said. But we had earlier, what if you're just doing strips? What if you're doing a strip next to a field? Avalim haisa sadeo zura yerek. Verotel izura betzida shura shel yerek. Miminacher. Right, you have a vegetable field, you have tomatoes, and you want to plant cucumbers in one row. You're not planting a whole cucumber field next to the tomatoes. You want to plant one row, one strip. Vartel Lizro Bitsida Shura Shal Yarak Miminacher Dayo Laasos Bena Sade Bena Shura Telem Echad Eriko Shisha Tvachim Bilvad Varachbo Keamko. There are smaller shiurim, right? Every time you have to think about what exactly are you planting? What's the goal? Is it two fields? Is it a field and a shura? The Rambam goes with all of the details. And he says the other way also, zrua, you want to plant a yarek, Good. Says the other one. Let me just read one more. Skip on halacha yudalid. Hirchek beichnei aminim harchaka ruya lahed. What if you distance the right way? Vaya minzeh noteh al gami minzeh. You distance the right way, but then all of a sudden the leaves grow so much that they become intertwined. Bein shenatas tvua ala tvua. O yerek al gabi yerek. O yerek ala tvua. Tvua al gabi yerek. No matter what. If you distance the right way and then they grew, hakol mutter. Hakol mutter. It's all mutter. Shari hirchek kashir. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. Exactly what you're supposed to do. Then he quotes, except for Dalas Yavanas, Shiidim Shechas Harbe. There you should have known. You should have known that this Dalas Yavanas spreads out very fast, and therefore then, Lefichach Enotas Yaakar Milfanel. You should uproot that. That's in front of you. So the back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, the different Shiurim, the Mishnah here is giving, as we just said for the Rambam, the Durabanan Shiurim. The Lamaisa Shiurim. Between two Tuas, between two Tuas is a Beis Rova, two Yereks, six Tvachim, mix and match is Beis Rova. We continue. Tevua nota agabi tvua v'yerek agabi yerek. Tvua agabi yerek v'yerek agabi tvua, as we just saw the Rambam, hakol mutter. If it all gets intertwined, when it grows, it's all mutter. Except for the Delas Yavanis, as we said, the Marafolda says, sha'alin shala aruchin, they have very long leaves, u'mispashtim v'yoser. They spread there a lot. Umis tavchim, umis kashrim, bahen mechzi kikilayim. That looks like kilayim. And therefore, it is more of a problem. You got to rip those out. Rebbe Omer, afa kishus upola mitzri. I think also the kishus and the pola mitzri should have this halacha. But what can I do? Vero adias derehem midvarai. Even though this is what I think, I accept. I accept their words more than my words. Maybe it means that he used to think that. That these should be included, but then he accepted their shita, says the Pnei Moshe, she'ein bahen mistafkin kedalas yavanis. They don't become intertwined like the dalas, v'chein halacha, so too, it's all mutter except for the dalas yavanis, that one would have to uproot that if it comes. Interesting musser that we can take from just the last line. This is what I think, but I accept, you know, after further consideration, I accept their words, midvarai. Rabbi Yudah Anasi, who's known as an Anav, I think we've quoted Rabbi Yosef Engel, notes that in Shas, sometimes Rebbe, Rabbi Danasi says, Omer Ani. Omer Ani is a Lashon of Anava. It's like La'ani is Daiti. And he's the one that uses that Lashon because of his tremendous Anava, like the Mishnah says at the end of Sota, Mishemes Rebbe, Batla Anava. But here, part of the Anava is to recognize the other Shitas might have MS. Remember the thought of a Rav Kook that we mentioned from Brachos, where the Gemara says that we're going to wait for the Talmidei Chachamim to come back to the Beis Medrash to take a vote to see who's right, Tfilas Arvas Rashus, Tfilas Arvas Chova, to see who wins. And they said, wait for the Bali Treisen to come into the Beis Medrash. And the Gemara in the fourth parak of Brachas. So the question is, Bali Treisen, the shield bearers. If you want to talk about Melchamta Shel Torah and give a mushel to soldiers, wouldn't you use a different type of weapon in their hands? A spear, a sword, a shield? That's just about defense. Why would you use that mushel? So Rav Kook writes in the Ein Ayah on that Gemara that the Ein Ayah is Rav Kook's commentary on Brachas and Shabbos. That's what we have. Ein Ayah is based on a phrase in Sefer Eov, but Ayah is Rashi Tevis Avram Yitzchak HaKohen. Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kook. So in the Ein Ayah, he says, because when we battle in Torah, we're not looking to attack the other person. We're just looking to get to the MS and defend our version. We think we have the MS. But once I would get knocked out, I would try to defend my shita. But if I get knocked out, okay, I'll be moda to you. That's exactly what happened here, right? That Rebbe says his shita, but then he was moda. He was moda to the other. No, so there's tremendous anava that one needs in learning, and not just in learning, in events that occur while learning. There's an amazing, some might be familiar with this, there's an amazing comment of the Rama. The Rama has a hakdama to the Darkei Moshe, his commentary on the Torah. He says there was a man in Krakow, his name was Yisrael, and he had a son, his name was Moshe, that's him, and he hasn't accomplished a lot, and he's trying to just to get by and do what he could do. But he says, I looked around and I saw that all of Shas, and Rishonim and Poskim were, needed to be collected together. And he says, I know the tour started a collection, but I need to do it even deeper and even more thorough. So I started, but the problem is, he says, Ra'isi Shein Tov Mizeh Sefer Aturim, Ki Devreim Beseder Noe Misudarim. It's all by rhyme. U'bakal Efshar Limso Bo Mivu Kasho, Af Echad Min HaMivu Arim. Hein zakenim, hein narim. The tour is amazing. Vayidei zeh hayu hadvar belibi tzfunim ushmurim. And miyad et masnai nezarti, u'mishtenas tardei masi ninarti. I woke up to be able to write a commentary and add on to the tour. V'seder bala tour mem zedarti v'lo shalvasi v'lo shakatati. I didn't sleep much, and I have a whole commentary on the tour. And then all of a sudden, Uva Hagia Tor Esther Ratzalomer Isser Veheter. I was in the middle of Yaradeya and Mitchaldi Hilchas Chala, and I started Hilchas Chala, and Achazni Platzos Velavashicha. I started shaking. Why? Because I heard about the Beis Yosef. I heard the Beis Yosef Cairo in Tzfat is writing the Sefer Nivhalti Shepoel Harik Paalti. I realized, what am I doing? I just worked for nothing. And I, Sheinasi Mechidim and Gizalti. I ruined my sleep for nothing. What am I going to do? But now what? Do I publish my Sefer? Yes, his Sefer, I have my Sefer. What am I going to do? We're doing the same thing. So he says, quoting from Esav, HaBracha Achas Yilchavi, I don't know what to do. Until finally he says, Atatli Bracha, I decided, instead of writing my own Shulchan Aruch, my own Darkei Moshe, instead of the Beis Yosef, and instead of the Shulchan Aruch, what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to add in to the areas that he did not talk about. And he writes different areas, the way the Ashkenazic custom, he goes by the Rambam Rifrash, I'm going to quote a lot of Rashi and Bali Atosfos, and other Rishonim. So, says the Rama, instead of writing his own Sefer, he was Mevatel Daito, and just added on to where the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch left out certain minhagim. An amazing act of humility for the good of Klal Yisrael. So we only have one Shulchan Aruch with the Ramaz Ha'aris without two Shulchan Aruchs. But that's a similar idea. Ro'ani es Devarim. He was Mevatel his own Das in order to be able to keep the good, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we pick up with the Gemara.